Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Inside HMCTS with me, Aaron Wilson from the communications team. In today's episode, we'll be reflecting on the best of 2024, looking back at the highlights from the year across HMCTS. We saw new systems implemented, new campaigns launched, additional courtrooms opened, and even a change of government midway through the year. So now is an ideal time to take a look back at a year filled with progress and transformation within HMCTS. This year kicked off with the launch of our Inside Criminal Courts campaign, featuring weekly insights from our colleagues across the United Kingdom. We have from team members in a variety of roles, from a court usher to a business change manager, with the idea being to give a look behind the scenes at how different roles contribute to the delivery of justice. Here's what Nasima, a court clerk, had to say about the role she plays in justice.
So the main role of the court clerk is making sure that your court is running smoothly. So getting your court from A to B, start of the day till the end of the day. Then there's the role of administration. So making sure any orders from a hearing is all getting done. And it's also about case progression. So making sure that a case is going from start to finish with no issues whatsoever. And then on the side, I mean, I wouldn't say it's the main part of the role, but I am there to assist the judge. So that is, it is a part of the role, but I wouldn't say it's the biggest part of the role because there is so much that we do in the day. But I am here as an assistant to the judge to make sure that A, he's doing the right thing, and B, just helping him out if he needs anything, and just making sure that my case is running smoothly. I have a passion for justice, just the justice system, getting justice for both defendants and victims. And then the other thing that I love about my job is that every day is different. Every day is a new story, a new victim, a new defendant, and no 2 days are the same. And I love that every day is so varied.
Nasima there, sharing her contributions to justice. This year, we also launched this very podcast, taking a deeper dive into some of the projects and initiatives being delivered across the organisation. We've been lucky enough to have some fantastic speakers on the podcast, and we'll continue to bring you more stories as we head into 2025. If you haven't caught up with our other 9 instalments yet and fancy some listening over Christmas, head to our blog where you can find every single episode. Simply search Inside HMCTS Podcast. We've explored open days, discovered more about the Small Claims Mediation Service, heard about the outreach work we're doing with the University of Reading, and even looked at how we're improving access to justice across our courts and tribunals to make the system accessible to everyone that needs it. Let's hear more about that now from Mike Williams, our Deputy Director for Service Excellence.
Often when people think about accessibility, it's the kind of the physical access into court. So, how do you get around with ramps or wider doors, for example, for people with physical disabilities? Is where the work that my teams get involved with is around the whole range of accessibility. So that might be somebody who has a visual impairment or maybe neurodiverse. So there's a huge range of things that we get involved with.
In October, we had a host of guests join us for the anti-knife crime event at Westminster Magistrates Court, which was a great opportunity for communities across justice to come together and highlight the dangers of carrying a weapon. We were lucky enough to be joined by Ian Rawlins, a legal advisor from London, who gave us his views on why events like this are so important.
Teddy Burton, one of the heads from Winchmore, he came up to me and said, "Ian, this is brilliant. This is really good. I'm really enjoying myself. I didn't know it was going to be this good. I'm really happy about it. I'm mad about it," he said. And that's the teacher. And it was good to see when Still Warriors were doing their calisthenics with the bars, that where the teachers were getting involved in the midst of things. She was putting the kids to shame with how many dips she could do. And she actually emailed me when she got home to say what a brilliant day she had, and the kids were buzzing on the train going home.
Unfortunately, we must acknowledge that incidents do sometimes happen, such as knife crime, and justice needs to be dealt fairly and accordingly. Our mission not only remains to continue to improve the system, but also expand our court and tribunal capacity to deal with cases more efficiently. There's been no exception to that this year, and we've opened several new sites and courtrooms, including our new state-of-the-art Westgate Business and Property Court and Employment Tribunals in Leeds, additional courtrooms in Fleetwood, and announcing plans for a new hub for justice in Blackpool, to name a few examples. Let's return to Leeds now to hear from North East Delivery Director Graham, who told us what the opening of Westgate means for justice.
This new building will give us much needed flexibility in the North East. In Leeds specifically, it gives us more than 50 hearing rooms across three different sites within a 250-yard radius. The facilities are really modern, and so that level of IT investment that we've got means that there will be significant flexibility for me as a delivery director as our workload changes between now and into the future. I think as well it will give the staff a new modern purpose-built building for them to deliver the best service that they can for the public. In every room, in every courtroom and hearing room in this building has got state-of-the-art IT equipment, so we can deal with remote hearings, we can deal with bringing witnesses in or claimants in from anywhere in the world. We've got an ability as well for judges to be able to interact with parties in a different way, and we don't necessarily need everybody to be here in person. So we can do hybrid hearings, we can do fully remote hearings. We can also do more traditional in-person hearings with all of the parties in the courtroom. And just in terms of the volume of work that we've undertaken already, we've already dealt with over 200 commercial disputes in the business and property courts. We've got a real range of different employment tribunal work that we deal with, from individuals who have an issue with their employer and are acting in person, right the way up to huge equal pay claims across some of the big supermarkets that we've been dealing with as well. So the range of disputes that we deal with and the range of issues that we resolve is quite significant in this new building.
Nightingale Courts have also played a key part in delivering justice since the pandemic back in 2020. And this year we extended 20 locations in order to keep justice moving forwards. One of our other lasting commitments remains to ensure justice is open and transparent, something our Open Day events contribute to massively. They provide the public the chance to see behind the scenes of justice, chat with our colleagues, and often experience how processes work within the courtroom. Let's remind ourselves what our colleagues said our Open Day held in Derby.
I think it's vital to get the public into public buildings. This is a fantastic building, but so that they can see and experience the sort of work we do.
So my name is Bal Atwal. I'm Deputy Bench Chairman for South Derbyshire Magistrates Court. And my role today has been welcoming the public into our courtrooms, answering any questions. But I've also been defence solicitor as part of our mock trial in one of the courtrooms today. Watching a nine-year-old boy be part of the mock trial and be the defendant, he did an amazing job. It was so rewarding to watch, Jonah. Well done him.
Whilst we've facilitated plenty of external events, we've also had some closer to home, and our annual regional and national awards were a great success once again this year. These events help to shine a small light on some of the outstanding contributions to justice that our colleagues make and how they make a difference every single day. Our team attended the National Awards in September and caught up with Katie, one of our bailiffs. Here's what she had to say after collecting her well-deserved award.
Why was I nominated? I was nominated because when I first started, I saved a life. A man had stopped breathing in front of me, so I had to do CPR. It made me determined to want to be a part of HMCTS because I obviously realised that I'd done something right. And it made me a strong person, I would say, because anything after that is easy. I'm proud of working for HMCTS because as much as it is hard and we all have really hard roles to do, we're like a family and everybody looks after everybody, and that's a really nice thing.
As a multinational organisation, our teams in Scotland and Wales have also had a busy year administrating justice. I caught up with Hannah Jo from Scotland to find out more about the state of play in tribunals there. But first, let's hear from my colleague Ridian, who told me more about some of the work in Wales that's taken place this year. So Ridian, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining us firstly. It's been a busy year in Wales by all accounts. So tell me, how did 2024 start off for you?
Thank you very much. So we kicked off the year in February with cyberbullying awareness sessions at Cardiff Magistrates Court with over 200 children in attendance. And then by March, My HMCTS became available to professional users in Welsh, enhancing accessibility. And then in April, we launched the second Pathfinder project in South East Wales, followed by a lessons learned workshop later in the year in November with 126 attendees.
Brilliant. And there's been some outstanding work in the region this year, but can you tell me how you celebrate success within the organisation as well?
Yeah, no problem. So the regional awards ceremony in July stood out as our best yet, combining formal recognition with humour. And then in August, our Welsh language team enjoyed engaging with the public during the National Eisteddfod in Pontypridd. And then September brought three runners-up at the National Awards, alongside the relaunch of the updated bailiff manual. And then in October, we hosted the annual legal service for the first time in the beautiful St David's Cathedral.
Brilliant. And has there been any other successful projects that have supported the delivery of justice in Wales that you'd like to mention?
Yes, there's been many to mention. Some of them achievements include the successful transition of road traffic single justice procedure work to the Common Platform, innovative pilots in Mold and Merthyr Tydfil Magistrates Court, and significant improvements in the business continuity plans. We have also reduced over 6,000 outstanding Kafka's Cymru claims to just 37 and expanded joint working initiatives such as the 2024 Police Disclosure Working Group. Mold Crown Court also joined the jury support pilot, now offering Welsh language counselling for jurors. And then finally, we hosted several high-profile visits, including the Master of the Rolls, topping off a productive and collaborative year for our Welsh team.
Well, it sounds like it's been a busy year in 2024 for the Welsh team, Rid, but wishing you all the best for 2025.
Thank you very much, and we see you then.
That was Ridian there, covering off some highlights in Wales for us. Now, as some of you may or may not know, HMCTS is also responsible for the administration of tribunals in Scotland. As an incredibly important arm of justice, Hannah Jo tells us more about the best of the year north of the border. Hi, Hannah Jo. Welcome to the podcast. Firstly, thanks for agreeing to come on and speak to us about some highlights in Scotland. I know, obviously, it's been a busy year for you guys in Scotland, but how did 2024 kick off for you?
Hi Aaron, thanks for having me. So in January, we saw snow and ice threaten hearings across Scotland, but thanks to our dedicated staff, no disruptions occurred. During this time, employment tribunals cleared 30,000 withdrawn equal pay cases, a major milestone. Then, not long after, in February, SSCS welcomed Glasgow University law students to observe hearings.
And have there been any other successful highlights that have supported the delivery of justice in Scotland that stand out to you?
Yes, definitely. In April, we introduced text message reminders for criminal injury compensation hearings, making the process more efficient for our users and representatives. In June, the document submission service went live for criminal injury compensation jurisdiction, allowing appealants and representatives to upload documents digitally for hearings, which is an important step in the CIC reform journey. Then we introduced a web chat in July for social security and child support, and the Immigration and Asylum Chamber went live with the appeals list assist as an early adopter in the same month.
It sounds to me as though there's been some impressive work in the region this year. Can you tell us how you celebrated success within the organisation? Any highlights there?
July was a busy month with regional awards. Not long after, at the National Awards, Edinburgh's own Alia Arslan excelled on stage, co-presenting at the HMCTS Awards.
I think you mentioned, obviously, it's been a really busy year and we're obviously, we'll do our highlights moving towards the end of the year here. So can you sort of wrap up from the last couple of months of what's happened for you?
So, in September, employment tribunals welcomed staff from the Advisory Conciliation and Arbitration Service, providing them with an overview of the ET processing system. And in the same month, Criminal Injury Compensation reviewed all legacy cases to ensure effective progression of the caseload. In October, alongside the service team, the Immigration and Asylum Chamber staff in Glasgow provided the IAC President and Reform Leadership judges with an overview of list assist and addressed any concerns ahead of the national rollout. Lastly, in November, a member of our Edinburgh Employment Tribunal team spoke to the Northern Ireland and Scotland Schools Outreach Network about civil service careers. Then the Immigration and Asylum Chamber welcomed 50 university students to observe hearings and meet judges.
And just like that, we're at the end of another year. It's been another year of change across HMCTS, and 2025 will bring new challenge with it. If you've enjoyed listening to the podcast this year or have any feedback, be sure to drop a comment on our blog page. Just search Inside HMCTS Podcast. To keep in touch with our latest updates, you can follow us on our social media channels across Facebook, LinkedIn, X, and now with our WhatsApp updates channel. But for now, from all of us at HMCTS, however you're spending the festive period, we hope you have a very Merry Christmas and wish you all the best for the new year ahead.